Thou beloved, mighty Israel, thou great cosmic presence, as thou art pouring thy love to us tonight, we ask our beloved I Am presence to pour our love to you and keep us obedient to your slightest direction. Beloved of our hearts, tonight I trust I may give to you an explanation of the use of our cosmic Christ power, the fiery Christ blue lightning power of which you hear us speak. And I trust, as you understand this, it will enable you to do many things through your calls that heretofore seemed to be delayed in being answered, but this way will bring you, I'm sure, much more rapid fulfillment. And it is this: whenever you contact destructive conditions where there is resistance to that which is right, as you have been told again and again, cover it over as you make your calls for the fiery Christ blue lightning purity from the great central sun to sweep into it and compel all evil to cease to be. Now, tonight, as you call into outer physical conditions the fiery Christ blue lightning force that locks what is wrong into annihilation instantly, I think you will have some very interesting results and some amazingly quick fulfillment of your calls. And I hope, as you understand this, when your feeling goes forth to call fiery Christ blue lightning force to close in upon what is wrong and stop its existence, it'll be just like a flash of lightning into it and the thing ceases to be. There's no battle when you call the fiery Christ blue lightning force into any condition of the physical world. If it be something constructive, it will protect and expand everything that is right within it. If it be not constructive, it can stop the expansion first, and then, as that evil is forced back into its own cause, it is compelled into annihilation instantly by the force of the cosmic action for which you call. This is a very rapid way of shutting off destructive conditions that contain violence. It's the reason I'm bringing to you tonight. Whenever you see these conditions or you know of them in your nation, don't hesitate to call. Whatever fiery Christ blue lightning force into the condition to lock it into annihilation instantly by fiery Christ blue lightning purity and control of all manifestation. We want you to practice this for several reasons. As outer world conditions need to be purified, you must first of all stop the action of that which is destructive before you can purify it. And so when you understand the power that is within the fiery Christ blue lightning force of the great central sun, the force that controls the atmosphere around the planet, the electronic force that is the atmosphere of this world, you have no idea what can come instantly into concentration in a destructive condition that can shut off the expansion or the action of what is destructive until the destruction is bound back into its own cause with the pressure that compels it into annihilation instantly. Now, this simply takes away The human creation around individuals and in the atmosphere of Earth that has been destructively qualified, because I assure you the Christ, which is everything that is constructive throughout infinite space, when you call forth the fiery Christ, blue lightning control of a condition, or the fiery Christ, blue lightning purity, or love, or protection, or perfection, whatever you want, immediately your beloved mighty I Am presence and the assisting masters and the cosmic legions of blue lightning can flash love into a condition instantly to protect and expand and hold control of what's right. But when you begin to call for a fiery Christ blue lightning force into something that is destructive with the command that it luck it into annihilation instantly, the same force acts, but there is no destruction in it. It simply compels every destructive vibration to be bound back into its own cause till it annihilates itself. And this is the activity, the cosmic pressure of the electronic force around the whole Earth, around this whole planet. Every planet and every sun is surrounded by its own electrical force field. And when you call forth the fiery Christ blue lightning force that locks or shocks, you can see the word, evil into annihilation instantly, you will find many times in handling conditions with other people, you will find many times what starts out to be opposition to you or a battle to prevent what's right being accomplished, all of a sudden you find that pressure let down, and you will find it's easier to go in and do that which is right and allow the divine plan to be fulfilled, that either your presence or the presence of others with whom you are associated will, I assure you, cooperate. Because the mighty I Am presence of every life stream in existence can direct that fiery Christ blue lightning force with enough power to absolutely knock over a mountain. This is the force that the higher mental body uses many times when people are in grave danger, and all of a sudden they are held protected and carried to where they are safe. The outer world says, well, it must have been their guardian angel. Yes, it was, and it is, and it always will be. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? This is the power that none can misuse, and yet it is the power that is the master control of all manifestation, including worlds and suns and systems of worlds and systems of suns. This is the cosmic concentration of that electronic force from the great central sun that fills interstellar space. It fills this world. It is enfolding every physical body on this earth. And by the outpouring of its flame from the higher mental body that guards the life stream. This Fiery Christ, blue lightning force, guards your own individualized life stream from the great central sun. It is the electronic force around your life flame, and it is the atmosphere about your life flame which continually supplies energy to you. Now, this is not the same as the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. That is a sevenfold flame that guards your own heart flame within the physical flesh body. This fiery Christ blue lightning force that enfolds the physical body is a natural enfolding electronic force field that your electronic body, the upper figure in the chart, as it stands within the causal body, that is the master presence, beloved ones. That electronic presence is the master presence of all energy everywhere in creation. It can draw any amount into any intensity, directed anywhere, and with a conscious command to produce any manifestation. And I assure you, those manifestations are all constructive. There is never one vibration of discord. Now, this is a thing the scientific world does not understand, that there is the master control of the electronic force of the universe by consciousness, and I mean by that, by the directing intelligence of your electronic body and your higher mental body, as well as the ascended masters and cosmic beings, that does not contain within itself any discordant condition and can never send forth any discordant condition, because the immortality of the life stream of every ascended master, as well as your electronic presence and the higher mental body, your causal body, there is never a destructive rate of vibration within them. There cannot be, there will never be, any destructive rate of vibration within them, because they are all the indestructible, eternal, fiery Christ, blue lightning presence from the great central sun. Now, that is the immortality of perfection. But when you call forth the fiery Christ, blue lightning force, into or around a condition, it simply holds that energy, keeps it from expanding, and keeps it from acting until that sacred fire of purifying love goes in there and forces it into annihilation. This is the only eternal, harmonious, permanent way to correct any condition in this world without a destructive reaction to the person directing it. Now, the fiery Christ, blue lightning force, cannot produce destruction, but it can dissolve and consume anything destructive, including the substance that has been charged with destruction or impurity, which is what. So we offer it to you tonight with the hope that when you see conditions of the outer world, you don't need to make this a spoken word. You can just be silent within yourselves. And when you see what is wrong, or you hear what is wrong on the radio, or you see on the TV, or you read something that is wrong, while you are doing it, you can ask your beloved I Am Presence and their ascended host to charge into that the fiery Christ blue lightning annihilation and shock into annihilation all that's wrong. And my dear ones, I tell you, you have no idea the power you can have, the miracles you can produce, the protection you can have, and the victory and accomplishment that will be yours if you will set this into action every time something wrong comes to your attention. Because you have the capacity to make this call, and your higher mental body can flash it easier than you can raise your hand. This is the invincible, victorious presence of the victorious cosmic Christ. This is your mighty I Am presence, cosmic power in individualized action into and around you, at which you can call forth into outer world conditions to correct anything and everything that is wrong. Now, this doesn't take the place of your vital consuming flame, because the moment you make this call, your higher mental body flashes the vital consuming flame within that at the same time. The fiery Christ blue lightning force shuts off the expansion of the destructive condition and shatters it apart. The vital consuming flame consumes it. And that is the master presence of the supreme love of creation. And it is love and mercy and blessing and forgiveness to the manifested universe, to every human being and every part of life that has ever come into embodiment in this world or any other. There is no such thing as failure if people would only use this. And don't let anyone in the outer world make you believe that you're drawing too much power and that you should stop using it because you're using too much power. Stop that nonsense. There isn't any too much power of the fiery Christ, blue lightning purifying love anywhere in creation with any amount of power that would produce anything destructive. It's ridiculous. It's simply because the intellect of man doesn't know what sacred fire love is. And the fiery Christ blue lightning force of indestructible purity and control of manifestation is the mightiest blessing of love in the universe you could ask for to remodel manifestation in the physical world and prevent human beings continually destroying that which the presence and the ascended host have placed in this world for mankind's use to draw forth the master powers of life and attain the ascension. And this is the master control of the sinister force of the world, if people will only use it. So therefore, beloved ones, when you have called for the ascended master's armor of fiery Christ, blue lightning protection, it is just as real and tangible as anything in the universe can be. Fiery Christ, blue lightning armor of fiery Christ, blue lightning protection is no figment of anybody's imagination. It's as real and as tangible as your own physical flesh bodies. But there's never a destructive force within it. It will never produce destruction. It simply expands and holds control of conditions until what is evil is bound back into itself and consumed. So, blessed ones, you are not at the mercy of destructive forces. If you understand this law and will use this, but just form the habit when things that are destructive are brought to your attention, and no matter how they come, that has nothing to do with it. If your beloved mighty I Am presence lets them come to your attention, it is because it wants an opportunity to blaze through you and around you whatever will consume them. And this is the way you keep your own world clear. You are able to help clear the atmosphere of Earth. You can be a blessing to those you contact. And when there are destructive forces controlling other people, you can make your call silently, because this has a very great action in the power of the great, great silence that will accomplish things that your spoken word will never accomplish. There's a proper time for the spoken word. There's a proper time for the silence. And when the spoken word is not needed, the silence is. And you can silence into annihilation many destructive forces without a spoken word. The power of the great, great silence is the conscious concentration of this fiery Christ, blue lightning purity, and fiery Christ, blue lightning force, and power, and action that controls manifestation and produces perfection, clears your way, and lets your mighty I Am presence reveal what it wishes to manifest to bless you and the world around you. So we hope you will set the habit of just using this as naturally as you speak to each other. Mankind has gone on using the intellect to say every conceivable thing when the feeding was disturbed, without any consideration of its effect upon others. And now, this is the action of the law in reverse. If you will call the fiery Christ blue lightning purity or purifying control, or fiery Christ blue lightning force of whatever action stops evil that comes to your attention, it can be consumed like that in a flash. You give your higher mental body an opportunity to blaze the violet consuming flame into it, and you go on your way, and that keeps your world clear. This will keep the atmosphere about you free from the pressure of the discord of outer world conditions that otherwise produce fear and disease and limitation and mistakes and problems. And this, what's in the atmosphere of earth that is wrong, is the hordes of evil. And this keeps the hordes of evil away from you. And if you ask your beloved I Am presence to armor you in its own atmosphere, a fiery Christ, blue lightning force, that keeps all the hordes of evil away from you forever, you won't be bothered by the pressure of outer world discord. And you will find it'll be very much easier for you to hold your attention upon your presence and give your decrees and let the ascended master's consciousness come into you and fill you and produce the manifestations that fulfill the divine plan, armor you with their power, give you the boundless supply of every good thing, and gives you the power to help others. And there isn't any help to come from anybody or anything that isn't the Christ. And it doesn't make any difference to what channel it goes. The fiery Christ blue lightning force, and fiery Christ blue lightning power, and fiery Christ blue lightning love, and fiery Christ blue lightning protection, are this master presence of the universe. And you can have it in whatever intensity you want. And if you do not know how much, say, beloved mighty I Am presence and the ascended host, blaze whatever fiery Christ blue lightning force into this situation, you know will annihilate it and forever replace it by perfection. Go on your way like the wind. And blessed ones, you can be free if you will use this, and you can't be free unless you do. There is no freedom for life anywhere except it be held within the fiery Christ, blue lightning, purifying love of eternity, and it is a force. When you ask for its force will manifest. When you ask for its love will manifest. When you ask for its light will manifest. When you ask for its protection, it will enfold you and protect you. And this is part of your miracle mantle of love's mastery. Hold the picture. Visualize it. Call it into action. Use it and use it and use it to everybody and everything you contact. You can't do anything but help life, and never a destructive reaction come back to you. And the one wonderful power about it. You can use it, and the destructive forces won't be able to know where it comes from or who it comes from, and won't even be notified ahead of time. Thank you so much, precious ones. Now, we want you to feel the limitless legions that come under our direction, the sacred fire legions of fiery Christ, blue lightning control of manifestation, are ever at your service. They are ever awaiting your call, and they will answer on the instant if you clear the way, recognize their existence in the universe, and open the way for them to come into outer world conditions and change that which is of human creation, and compel its annihilation and replace it by the divine. And it is the transmuting power of the sacred fire, if people will only understand it and use it. When people of the outer world don't know of this law and these interactivities of the sacred fire and the cosmic light, they doubt it because they don't know it. But who of the outer world in those channels studies perfection? Who has ever asked to know the perfection of the law that creates the system of worlds? People have all kinds of opinions and theories and imagination, but who studies perfection? And even if the outer intellect would just ask for perfection, he would open the door for the ascended masters to bring the illumination, and the fiery Christ truth would teach mankind the use of this power to control conditions and remodel the world. And by the purification, the God manifestations of the universe reveal the divine plan that blesses all and raises all to the ascension. And this power has to be used on your own life stream in order to attain the ascension. Because you have to be disconnected from the atomic structure of the earth at the moment of the ascension. The magnetic pull of the physical flesh body has to be disconnected from the rest of the atomic structure of the earth, and it has to be done this way. It's the illumining Christ, indestructible purity, and fiery Christ, blue lightning force and power that disconnects the energy of your own life stream, the substance of the body, from the magnetic pull of earth that has been your limitations of the past. So this is imperative for you to understand. And if you will use it, you'll never have cause to regret it. The more you use it, the more it will bless you, and you cannot make a mistake. Now that is eternal security as well as eternal purity. So we hope you will use it to the fullest possible extent for yourselves, your fellow man, the nation, the world, and every condition of manifestation that comes to your attention. And if you will do this, you will understand what it means to be the master of energy, the master control of manifestation, and the consciousness of the ascended masters, use of the supreme powers of creation. This is the ascended master consciousness, the Christ consciousness, that's been talked about all through the centuries. And it is the consciousness of the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host, as well as from the great central sun, of the immortal purity of the loved from whence all illumination comes. And it is yours to use. It is power without limit. We will give it to anybody and anything where you need it. Anyone who will ask for it can have it. Anyone can call it into existence. And even the person of the most terrific human creation on the face of the earth, if that one called for this, there could not be any destruction as a result of it. Can't produce anything but the master control of manifestation. And if a person with destructive creation attempted to use it, not understanding what it was, the destruction in that person's motive would be considered. So it even has no equal anywhere in existence. And when people don't want to understand it and don't want to use it, they needn't complain about what conditions enslave them to distress or destruction or desecration. This can consume every bit of desecration on the earth. It can consume everything mankind has ever generated that's of destruction. And it's the only thing that ever will. It is the sacred fire. And the violet consuming flame is part of it. So, blessed ones, when we enfolded you in our miracle mantle of love's mastery, it is this enfolding flame around you, as well as the radiation, the electronic force field of its power, that enfolds your physical body to keep it insulated from the general pressure of the outer world until you are able to use the master powers of your own mighty I'm presence to control conditions around you. So we give it to you again. It is another gift and is the supreme love from the heart of the great central sun. And we hope that you understand to use this force is the supreme privilege of unascended beings when you are threatened by conditions of the outer world which you cannot overcome by just mere physical means. So this is the supreme master presence of that which will correct any condition if people will but use it. And we can but explain it and give it. And when we have to consume the psychic substance in the atmosphere of Earth, which means the substance in mankind's emotional bodies that makes them do wrong, how do you think we do it? When we take away from people their human creation, it is because we use this in the emotional body to consume everything of impurity. And there is never a destructive rate of vibration can be the result. So there's no excuse for mankind not understanding it, not using it, and bringing its help into outer world conditions to correct them harmoniously and permanently with only blessing to all that is. And that is more than mankind can say by its way of solving problems. So from tonight, you don't need to have any longer conditions in and around you that are mistakes or problems or wrong or the hordes of evil or anything that you've called for them. You can be free from them. And if you ask your beloved mighty I Am presence and the ascended host to blaze whatever fiery Christ blue lightning purifying force and love from the great central sun in and around you to keep everything human out of you and away from you, you will have the freedom just as certain as you make that call. And all I can do is offer it and hope you will use it. From thank you so much. So I leave you to the experiment of using the mightiest gift that love can give, the mightiest power that is master over all, and the door to freedom is wide open to you to use a power that always produces victory and raises you as you raise others out of the distress human beings have created and into the heart flame of the fiery Christ, blue lightning purity and force and love from the heart of creation that takes all into the perfection of eternity. So I clothe you in its miracle mantle of power without limit, and may you be its victory and give it to all wherever you abide. And we thank you. Thank you, blessed, beloved Astraeum. Thank you for your love through the centuries. Now make us the fiery Christ, blue lighting, purifying love that you know we need to be wherever we abide. And let our mighty I Am presence and the ascended host have the open door by which our nation can be set free and the world have peace for eternity. We thank thee. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such a ascended Jesus Christ, diamond shining peace and love and victory over all in this world, that wherever we abide, the diamond shining presence of the fiery Christ, blue lightning force, and victory and peace holds command and forever puts an end to mankind's discord. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us in whatever you know keeps us alert and aware of all the fiery Christ love can do to forever control conditions around us. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, every being that has blessed us since we left the great central sun. We thank the powers and nature and forces of the elements and all mankind for every bit of good that has come to us from this world or anywhere we abide. Now we ask the beloved mighty I Am presence and all the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Choams, the seven great archangels to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress, such fiery Christ, blue lightning, purifying force, love and peace, and such invincible protection to all that is constructive, that at least where we abide, the blazing presence takes its dominion, and the hearts of the shadows can never again manifest. And we thank thee for eternity. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
We love you. We love you. We love you. We thank 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 you.
Our beloved,
mighty I Am presence,
St. Germain, Jesus, Mary, Mother, and the great divine director, all the seven masters, the Christians, the hosts, the cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements.
Our beloved
Mama, our beloved Donna Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved invincible God victorious attorneys and accountants, all of the group leaders and high students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence, all the ascended host, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the mightiest love and creation that this world requires, blaze the fiery Christ, blue lightning, love, power, purity, protection, and force without limit that compels the victory of eternal peace to come into this world and put an end to everything of distress for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth race purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And to this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve, till the ascension for all has been accomplished for eternity. And now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers, convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensation, and now all the fiery Christ, blue lightning force of sacred fire, love's indestructible victory and possession and control everywhere in this nation and the world as soon as possible. We thank you. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may its fiery Christ presence compel mankind to stop everything that is not the peace and purity and love of eternity. We thank thee.
Peace. 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 Be with you. Peace. 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 Perfect you. Peace. 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 Give you peace, that you may multiply it. For the Prince of Peace forever holds command.